basketball team, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Going into it, we knew it was going to be tough. I mean, their record definitely shows it, but even when they're on the floor, they do a lot of nice things. They have an inside-out game that's pretty tough to cover, a lot of different personnels and different looks, and some other people that we didn't think was going to step up and knock down some shots actually did for them, and that just makes you hang your head a little bit, but you just, as much as you as a coach to a player, you got to make sure that you know you're handling those runs as much as they are on the floor. So in those situations, I think we did a nice job kind of regrouping and digging back in and grinding one out. So yeah.
You did a nice job of being composed defensively. They shot two free throws the whole second half. You only had one foul in the fourth quarter as a team. So, you know, you weren't putting them on the line constantly, and that was huge.
Yeah, lately in the last few games, I mean, our defense and our obviously rebounding, all that stuff that gets put together to make up a really good defensive possession is something that we really, really focused on for the past, well, I guess since August, but I mean for the most part, a lot of different drills that are forcing the girls to be more stamina on the defensive end and just more disciplined and not reaching or lunging out of position and just buying in and just having that pride. We talked about it before. I said, what two words on offense one word that we talked about offense is being confident, having confident offense. And then on defense, I just put the word pride up on the board. I mean, you just got to have some pride. It's not just relying on help defense. You got to make sure that, you know, my girl's not scoring tonight and having that attitude. And I thought they did a very, very nice job coming out here and responding and actually competing and wanting to play, and it was great to see.
Got down by 10 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They made a nice little run there after you had that emotion to take the lead. You had that timeout. You're down 67-57. You came back right after that. I don't know if you drew up Madison shooting a 25-footer, but honestly, you guys really seemed to respond after got down by 10.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of get a little complacent around the three-point line. I said today, you know, we needed to obviously knock down some shots. That's kind of what our scoring droughts have been happening in the last, you know, few games that we've had. And I just said, you know, there's a difference between, you know, practice shooters and game makers. And people who are going to step up and knock down shots for us, that's what we need. I didn't know exactly how that was going to go in the locker room. I knew that there was going to probably be a little bit more forced quick shots because of that statement. But I wanted them to be confident. I wanted them to know that, hey, you put in the time and you can knock them down when no one's guarding you. It's time to knock them down when someone's not wearing a Bay College uniform, you know?
Well, they had nine triples. You guys had nine triples, I mean, in the game. And, you know, Kennedy had three of them. Trish had three early. And then, of course, we mentioned Madison's. But, you know, not only that, but, you know, Sandra Bolton had a great second quarter for you. They had to make some changes, right? Because she was killing them in the second quarter.
Right. She's a very strong player. When she's locked in and she's going hard at the basket, she's tough to guard. And she brings a lot of attention to her, too, when she does make a couple baskets to her strong side. That opens up a lot of stuff for our shooters. Like I said before, you know, if we work on going inside out a lot better and focus on what is open for us, that opens up so much more around the perimeter for us. So, you know, buying in those principles, it seemed to work out well towards the end, too.
Well, you had a bad turnover there in the last minute, and they took the lead. But Holly comes through again, you know, 9.6 seconds to go. So describe that, what you wanted them to do there. And then on the inbounds play for them, Kennedy gets the steal there. You guys double-teamed the girls as soon as she got the inbounds reception there. So kind of describe those last two plays from your point of view.
Well, on the offense end, we obviously want to take a little bit of time off the clock. We didn't want to force or rush anything.
And there was 30, right? 30,
yep.
But the 25 on the shot clock.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, yep. So we want to take as much time as we possibly could, but we wanted something going forward towards the basket. So I drew something up where it was a little bit of spacing to at one point get Trish the basketball, and she was being heavily guarded. So Kennedy dribbled over, actually, and then got it over to Holly, and then Holly was actually supposed to go to a different spot. But she ended up coming to get the basketball, and she knew the game plan was whoever had the basketball in that situation, we're going to get something going forward. And Holly found a way, and it ended up falling for us in the end. So, and that defensive effort was just, you know, locking in, making sure they go baseline, and then when they turn their head, if you see it, go ahead, because there's not a lot of time on the clock, and my only worry was just not getting a cheap foul, because they started calling those a little bit on us when a little ticky-tack when you get a hand on the ball sometimes, and the ref gets a different view of it. So, but yeah, no, it was a great, great overall effort. I'm really excited and pleased going forward, and we just got to prepare and get ready for it tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, Kankakee's going to be real thrilled that to come up and play us after you've beaten them twice this year. So that's going to be another good stepping stone for your girls to play a good Kankakee team to get ready for Rochester.
Yeah, definitely. We just got to focus and get some rest, get a lot of fluids in on the bus tonight. Then get some rest tonight, and like I said, come back, be focused, be ready, and just have a lot of people kind of step up and do some things that we need to do going forward.
All right, well, congratulations on the win. It's going to be a fun bus ride home, I know.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. Mac.